My name is Todd Lamb, and I'm a professor of political science at the University of Nottingham. He used to be a Democrat, and Hillary used to be a Republican. He said in the past that if he were to run for president, he would go after and be in the Republicans, because they're very stupid and they'll vote for him. He's actually been recorded as having said that. There's also a fantastic picture of the Trump couple, Melania and Donald, with Bill and Hillary at some sort of fundraiser where they're all enjoying themselves and they're all dressed in, you know, dinner jackets, etc. So they were once part of the same sort of social circles. Perhaps he was in some way ostracized from those social circles, or at least when he chose to run for president, he had to distance himself from that group. And he has played that outsider. He's the most successful outside candidate, I think, in the history of the U.S. Ross Perot tried to do this, but he tried to do it as an independent, and Donald Trump did it from within a party. He's alienated many people within that party. He's going to have to rebuild bridges with the rest of the party, and the party's going to have to think, how do we move forward? They're doing incredibly well in terms of their control of Congress and potentially the presidency. So, they're going to have to really think about what does it mean to be a Republican again and govern. American elections always have a little bit of that celebrity appeal. I mean, Obama was kind of an unknown in a sense. He was a senator from Chicago. He was a law professor. Nobody was quite sure. He was very well spoken, and he mounted a very successful campaign and did so for two terms. Hillary Clinton is a known quantity. The 30 years of experience, I think one of the lines he said in one of the debates, he said, "You've had 30 years of experience, and it's bad experience." And that's one way of reading it, in a sense that he was, you have a whole record that people can look at. So everybody knew what they were getting in that sense. And with Donald, he's been very much part of the American psyche for a long time. The 1980s, he was building his real estate empire. He went to the same university as I went to. I worked in Atlantic City, where next to his Trump Plaza, which is now closed, and the Taj Mahal is now closed. So there's a really interesting story about his rise and fall of that particular part of his empire. And then, of course, he ran The Apprentice, like Alan Sugar does here. And that's a very popular television program. So he had that celebrity status going into this thing. But he's not a politician. He's outside the political loop, and he's now going to have to learn how to be a politician if he is declared the winner.